Broadcasting from the ESPN Radio Studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com Podcasting Network, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
In a bright and sunshiny Eastern Conference Finals Friday, to you, my beloved Bolts Nation, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com Podcasting Network. My name is Tom Lang, and we're done with the Bruins. On to the next. On to the Washington Capitals. How about them apples? Wasn't totally unexpected last week to advance on, given we had a 2-1 series lead, and it looked like we had made some serious corrections and had been a better team, at least over Boston, for 80% of the series. Maybe that's a little too generous, but we were the better team. So this isn't stunning. What is a little bit surprising is we did it in five. I said it 2 weeks ago in the preview podcast for Tampa Bay-Boston, the clash that we knew was coming. If you give a good team a couple of bounces, a really good team at that, yeah, the series could go merely five games. People always want to pick a 6 or 7 game affair when you have elite hockey teams facing one another. But it can go short. It can take little time. What happens if Boston scores right out the gate last Friday in overtime? They put the pressure on Vasi. He made some saves. What happens if Boston scores a quick goal right after it's 2-2 Friday night in Boston? You're a bounce away from going 6 or 7 games, but thankfully, we didn't do that, did we? There were 2 wins available between last week's episode and this week's episode. The Lightning procured both of them. A 5-game series victory over the Boston Bruins. And I'll be honest with you, I've moved on. One lesson I've learned over the course of broadcasting here in Tallahassee for closing in on 10 years now with my good friend Jeff Cameron, who hosts the Jeff Cameron Show. I produced his show, and I chip in every day. You got to be honest with people. You know, 2 weeks ago when we were going to play the Bruins, and this was the matchup that we all knew was coming. Boston has been on our minds for months before we actually play them in the best of 7 in the playoffs. Because the way the NHL playoffs are set up, you know the road is likely to go through Boston if you're a Lightning fan. If you're a Bruins fan, you know the road is likely to go through Tampa. Neither of us were going to be wild card teams and thrown over to the other side of the bracket. And we were both most likely going to win our first round series. So it was always Boston. And it's not just me who thought that. This is an interesting comment. I'll start right out the gate. Coach Cooper, who was on the dais after the Bolts defeated the Boston Bruins once again in 5 games, here's what he said about Tampa Bay's minor obsession with the Boston Bruins.
I guess I can say it now. Boston set the bar for us. And we played them 3 times late in the year. And the first 2 times we played them, they literally manhandled us. And it was, scores were tight. The first one was 3-2, and then they beat us here. And it was men amongst boys. And we knew if we were going to go anywhere when we made the playoffs, or if we made the playoffs, that we had to be as good as Boston. And it happened. We beat them 4-0. I think that gave us a little bit of confidence. Well, it gave us a lot of confidence. And they set a bar for us to be better. We got over a hill we needed to do to beat the Boston Bruins, who, as I can't say enough, is an exceptional hockey team. But it just gives us rest. And there's some banged up bodies in there.
I have no doubt that there are some banged up bodies in there. We have played in a physical way that I'm not used to as a Lightning fan. Point blank, this is a team that is playing outside of its identity from the last 4 or 5 seasons. You know, defensively, we've gone through patches where we've committed like we are committed right now in the playoffs. So that was where the, you know, the whole Mississippi Mass Choir gospel music thing came from a few weeks back right here in the Joel Bolts Fan podcast. It was a revelation to see a commitment to the defensive zone, to making smarter plays. And it started with that 4-0 win against Boston, which just it felt like the right message for the man in the mirror, because the Lightning were, they had a crisis of confidence. Stamkos said it. There's a lot of negativity in the room. We're winning a lot, but there's still negativity. It seems like now, whatever that was, whatever residual resistance that was, the Lightning have given in to what the coaching staff has preached, which is defensive zone first, let's not turn over the puck. I don't have the audio from Stamkos media availability yesterday on the eve of the Eastern Conference Finals, but he was talking about not turning the puck over, which is echoing exactly what John Cooper has been talking about for months. So it would seem that our team has got the message. The play speaks for itself. They have gotten the message. And yet, here I am, the day that we're playing the Washington Capitals in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I don't feel as jazzed. And it's because of the way the playoffs are set up. That Boston series really should have been an Eastern Conference Finals series. And I said it before we even played them in the best of seven, that, listen, you know, it's hard. You put a lot of eggs in this basket emotionally, but if you beat them, you're only halfway there. It's only 8 out of the 16 wins you have to get in order to lift the Stanley Cup. And I'm feeling that today. This series with Washington is much more clinical than it is emotional. I feel much more professional about this than I do at Fanish. And the reason is, now it's about continuing what we've done. Now it's about being consistent in this new identity. We have a physical identity. We are a tough team to play against physically. And the cool thing about that, Bolts fans, we haven't given up an ounce of speed. We are still little gnats flying around defensemen and forwards in our offensive zone. We are still relentless on the boards, winning pucks, getting them out and going in transition and going at breakneck speeds. This is as complete a team as I have ever seen wear Lightning blue or Lightning black. I'm not kidding. The game is different than it was in 2004. There's no doubt there. I don't know that a team built on speed could exist in 2004 the way we did in 2015, for example. But this group has a little bit of everything. Are they perfect? No. Not even close. But we have a blend of skill, physicality, and commitment to the defensive zone that is, it's Stanley Cup caliber. We are playing right now at the caliber of a team that should be the Cup favorite. The Western Conference is going to provide incredible competition. Either one of those two teams, Winnipeg, who has a lot more speed than I gave them credit for through one round against Minnesota, and then obviously the Vegas Golden Knights, who were built for the playoffs all season long. You could see the way they played. It was playoff style-ish. But if you look at each roster and compare skill, speed, and now this newfound commitment to defensive zone play, this is it. We have seen the return to a 200-foot game in Tampa, and then we are now being introduced to a four-line group that is willing to snarl with the ugliest of them. It's all really, really exciting, but we had to go slay the giant that was the Boston Bruins team that had been our nemesis, and the style, they didn't match up. We out-Boston-Boston all while still outskilling them. That's the most buoying thing, but it's also, for me, it's a concerning thing. Boston was better and is better than Washington. So do we still have our attention locked in on the task at hand? This group has, over the years, fallen victim to playing down to its level of competition. You can't do that here. You have to continue to play at the standard, which has now been set, and it's been seen by all. This is why I was so frustrated in March. You know how good this team can be. You know the potential of it. And we hadn't been living up to it with any degree of consistency. Now we are. We're playing a complete brand of hockey. So, with Washington not being nearly as talented as Boston, are you mature enough to continue to play to the standard? That the opponent doesn't matter. Washington is irrelevant in this discussion. Tampa Bay is the prohibitive favorite in this series, and we should be. Will you be mature enough to handle that responsibility? It's easier to chase than to be chased. And make no mistake, we were chasing Boston. If not in the standings always, mentally, we were chasing Boston. And now here you go. It's a chance to show that we are committed the way it sounds like we are. I'll go back to 2004. This was moments before game one of the Stanley Cup final against Calgary. My dad and I are sitting outside of the Ice Palace, Tampa Bay Times Forum, all that stuff, St. Pete Times Forum, and talking about how we had just gotten by Philly. It was always going to be about Philly. Kind of similar circumstances. It just, this year it takes place one round earlier. But Calgary was a low-seeded team. Multiple upsets to get to the Stanley Cup final. And typically, my dad is good at keeping me in check if I'm being too fanish. If I'm biased, he'll say, you're not giving this team enough credit, or you really like this Lightning team too much, or whatever it is. And we both couldn't find a reason why we shouldn't dispatch Calgary in six games. And guess what happened? We're on the brink of losing that series. Game six up in Calgary, it's multiple overtimes, and Marty scores, and the rest is history. But there's something to be said for a team that believes. And so this series is built on a couple of tangible things and a couple of intangible things. The tangible scare for me with Tampa Bay and Washington, twofold. One, too many penalties taken. Washington has a killer power play. Just like Boston did, Washington does too. And the PK has been a weakness of ours. So stupid penalties do scare me. And two, hot goaltending. Braden Holtby has been quite good these playoffs. But outside of that, in watching, I'd say, over the course of the six-game series between Washington and Pittsburgh, I caught 70% of it, 80% of it. Only in stretches could those two teams play at the speed that we can. And we can match you physically now. We've proven that. So, what else? What about the intangible? It's belief that has me a little concerned. Washington could never beat Pittsburgh. Ever. Alex Ovechkin has never been to the conference finals. Ever. Now they're there, and they've slayed their own dragon. Having a blind belief that you are a team of destiny can elevate your play higher than your skill says it should ever go. Beat that out of them. Don't let this be a rerun of game one against Boston, where you play a five-game series, you start on home ice, everybody's feeling good, and then you get your teeth kicked in. You can't let that happen. Don't let them believe longer than they already are believing right now. Hit them so hard that they think immediately, whoa, this isn't Pittsburgh, this is a different animal. That's what this series is about. Sticking to the plan. You don't have to get creative here. Washington is not as good as Boston. Do we play with maturity and commitment to the system? Pretty simple. So, again, I'll come back to it and I'll tell you, I'm much more clinically looking at this series. This is not one that's packed full of emotion. There will be emotional elements added to it when Tom Wilson returns from a suspension and takes a run at one of our guys, or if there's stuff after the whistle. You'll build up that usual amount of contempt for your enemy. But this isn't Boston. We were waiting for months for the Bruins. With Washington here, do what you're supposed to do. Get the job done, and let's get ready for a heavyweight fight to lift Lord Stanley's cup. That's what this series is all about. We'll be right back on the Joe Bulls Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network.
Taking you higher than a Dave Mishkin go call. You're riding the lightning on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Will we be the sledgehammer to Washington's belief that this is their year? Peter Gabriel? Once again, a happy Eastern Conference Finals Friday to you on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. I appreciate that you're sticking with me on the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network. You know, I do feel bad about that first segment. I hope you can understand where I'm coming from. There's a natural letdown when you have a matchup that you've been waiting for, and it's over. Boston didn't provide, you know, the challenge I thought they would. They were a disappointment. All jokes aside, you can't be fake about these things. It's something I've learned in broadcasting is if you feel a certain way, you better share it because people can see through a phony. Just like Brad Marchand, complete phony in the exit interviews up in Boston after they were dispatched by the Tampa Bay Lightning in 5 games. Apparently, he appeared contrite. He was very sorry about his behavior. He says, I need to cut that stuff out, my antics. Oh, by the way, I played through an injury, a groin injury in that series. I feel so bad for Brad Marchand. He is a victim. That's the way he was positioning himself. He is a phony, and aren't we glad that he has the opportunity to go golfing now? Congratulations to the Boston Bruins on a remarkable season. Unfortunately, you came up just short in winning the division. You know, you blew it. You had a chance to beat the Panthers the final game of the season. You didn't do that, didn't get home ice, and you lost your home after the second round of these Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, I will say, before we move on and talk about the keys to the series here against Washington, I touched on a couple of them already. Let's have a moment of silence for our vanquished rival, the Boston Bruins. Oh, come on, Mississippi Mass Choir. You can't do that. All right, fine. Hallelujah indeed. Thank you to the Bruins, as Coach Cooper said, for setting the bar. You were our measuring stick. You made us better. Maybe we can put you on the Stanley Cup when we hoist it for a second time as the secondary assist to the Boston Bruins. We appreciate you. You're such a good hockey team. That series was really, really satisfying. But maybe you guys are pumped up to face Ovi. It just doesn't do it for me. It's not about the opponent. It's about us now. This is the burden with being a favorite. You got to be mature, as I said last segment. So what are the keys to the series? A couple of really, really easy ones. Stay out of the box and then continue to play with the physical edge that we've shown so far. The four lines have been working. They really have. You know, Seti Paquette took another stupid penalty on the penalty kill this past week, led to another Boston 5-on-3. It's the second time he's taken a bad penalty as a PK guy. But that's all the negative I'm going to say about him this week. That line has been good. His presence has been a positive one. Ryan Callahan, really important to our series victory over the Boston Bruins. Chris Kunitz, generating a lot of chances. That line is going to break through here in the near future for a big goal or two. As long as they keep playing this level of intelligent hockey, they're going to be really useful to us. And it's a great complementary line that can help set a tone, that can help get the bench back, its mind square where it needs to be. This is a series where you're going to lean on players like a Ryan Callahan or a Ryan McDonough. You're going to look at a Dan Girardi and say, all right, can you be a steadying influence? The test here is not the Washington Capitals. The guy who could rise up and beat you is Braden Holtby. They have enough offense to give you a little bit of a concern, but I don't even look at them as all that much more potent than what New Jersey brought to the table. And they were kind of a one-man show, too. We have depth and we have speed, and now we've got a little bit of edge to us, too. This is about ourselves. If we make it to the Stanley Cup Final, it won't be that simple. But in this series, it is. It's the inverted effect of these playoffs. You get better matchups earlier in some cases. Now, as for out west, full marks to the Winnipeg Jets. You know, the home team only won 2 out of the 7 games in that heavyweight fight between Nashville and Winnipeg. No team won 2 games in a row in that series. crazy. It was about adjustments, countering back and forth, and two styles that are drastically different. If Winnipeg was going to win in this series, it was going to be because they scored three or four goals at minimum. If Nashville won, it was going to be because there were four or fewer goals scored, maybe three or two, honestly, the way they like to play it. In the end, it was Winnipeg speed and Pekka Rinne letting in two terrible goals last night in the first period made the difference for Winnipeg. It took the air out of the building in Nashville, and so it is two teams that didn't exist back when we were last in the Stanley Cup, or excuse me, back in 2011 when we made that run. And we beat Washington in four in the second round. Remember that? We swept them. These two teams didn't exist at that point. But it's Vegas and it's Winnipeg. And whichever one comes out of that side of the bracket is going to be one tough mamma jamma. And it might not be in the Lightning's control to win that series. However, right now, this is all on us. Play smart. Stay committed to the same principles. Don't get cute. There's no need to overpass. There's no need to try cross-ice zone exits and transitions. This is about us being smart, man. So do we have the maturity? We'll find out. Washington believes, and they have a good goaltender. That can get them far, too. I don't want to completely discount what the Capitals bring to the table, but this is not the same. In watching that Washington-Pittsburgh series, of which I watched a lot of it, those two teams could run up and down the ice at a speed commensurate to Tampa Bay's for stretches, but not for the balance of games. So if our head's in it, if our heart's in it, I think we're playing for the cup, guys. We'll see what we're talking about next week this time on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. This one is simple to me. Let's do what we need to do and enjoy some 8 p.m. hockey, right? That did make my heart skip just a little beat. When you're living on the East Coast and your team doesn't start till a little bit after 8 p.m., guess what that means? You've done a lot of winning. We've won eight times. We need eight more of them. And we are in as good of a position. We look as fresh. We look as complete as we've looked in years. Get ready for this ride. That's where it gets fun. You've gotten over the big hill. Now what do? You ready to watch with me? This is going to be an awesome, awesome couple of weeks. Thanks again for tuning in to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network. My name is Tom Lang. We will talk to you next week, and we will have hockey to break down rather than a series to preview. Do the Bolts continue down a path towards a second lifting of Lord Stanley's Cup? We'll talk to you next week.